Welcome to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. During the next hour, you will gain valuable, life-changing information to rewire your mind from your everyday life into an extraordinary new way of living. Join Elena as she shares universal principles that will create the life you have been dreaming of.
So good morning and welcome to Law of Attraction Radio and Infinite Success with me, your host, Elena Scher. And I'm coming to you from beautiful Singer Island, Florida, where it's hot. It's about 90 degrees out and the weather is crystal clear and absolutely gorgeous. If you step outside, just to make sure you have something very comfortable to wear. With me today is a client who has the stress of the loss of her child 2 years ago. And she is also dealing with her husband, who's very heartbroken over that loss as well, along with his own life-threatening health issues. She's expressed feeling overwhelmed, and it has taken a toll on her mentally, emotionally, and physically. Today, I'm going to work with her, and I'm going to help her manage her stress and help her to rewire her mind with some daily tools that will help her when life becomes overwhelming. Thank you and welcome on our journey today.
Well, good morning and thank you for having me. Just everyday stress, a lot of stressors these days, dealing with my own personal growth and trying to take care of everybody at the same time. Which brings a lot of stresses.
Absolutely. And that's actually a lot of stress, especially if, you're a parent, if you have a husband, that's definitely a lot of stress. I think women really deal with that more so than men, because we're by birth, we're kind of trained to be the caretakers. It's kind of ingrained in our DNA, most women, and so we're kind of wired that way, where we just want to make sure that everybody's taken care of, whether it's, family members, again, husbands or even our children, siblings, whatever that is. And so that at times, especially with right now with what's going on with a lot of uncertainty kind of in the air all the way around, there's a lot of learning that's going on for all of us. And that's really bringing us to our next level of evolution. And so what exactly is it that you're dealing with right now that's causing some stress in your system?
Really just worried about my husband a lot. We had a loss. We lost our child. Will be 2 years in November. And he is just having major issues dealing with that. And because of that, he's having health issues of his own. And now he's feeling those effects of not, his depression and stuff like that. So now I have to take him to see different doctors working on, he's on oxygen now. His mobility is terrible. And so that adds more on me being his caregiver. And let's put it like this. I love my husband and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'd be his caregiver.
Of course.
But it's just, sometimes it can be a lot. And the stress of that with even my own physical ailments that I have can be much at times, and trying to do more with what I am personally doing in my own projects. So everything seems like it's just being weighted down. And sometimes I feel as though I'm just like sitting there numb, not knowing how to put one foot forward sometimes. I tend to put things a little off. I'm a person that strives a little bit under pressure, but I think even that dealing with the way I was in the past, always, give me stuff, pile it on me, I can do it. But I think I'm getting tired and slowing down myself. So that's another thing.
Okay. So in other words, feeling overwhelmed, the stress of everything that's going on with your husband, and then of course, dealing with the stresses that you have and dealing with just everything that's going on at this point in time. Absolutely.
Correct.
So looking at all of that, in a perfect world, what would you like to feel instead? I mean, we can't change the outside situation, but we can change the way that we view it, and we can change the way that our perception is. It's almost like you go from, I have to do this, to I get to do this. And also looking at, your stresses of, I don't operate the way that I used to. Well, there's also a lot more that's on your plate right now. You went from having your husband being more mobile, being more independent, to right now he's being more independent. I mean, I'm sorry, being more dependent upon you rather than independent with you, and being more of his caretaker and not having so much of the stresses of your significant other on your plate, and that giving you more time and more ability to be more creative in your career rather than being a caretaker. Does that sound correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, it's very much so. I mean, we've had difficult times the last couple of years.
Of course.
It just seems like, is there ever going to be like the light at the end of the tunnel? The getting my husband better, of course, is the main priority, but I want it for him. He needs to want it for himself.
Of course.
And I think now we started for him to agree to go to the doctors and do stuff like that is like one step forward with him. So that's a good thing. It's just been very difficult the last few years with everybody, with everything going on in the world combined with all that. I mean, you put on the news and you shut the TV off because it's like, oh my God, how much more can we take?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're all going through that. And the thing is that we have to stay centered within that, especially with what's going on with the news. And I always tell this to my clients in my class that, even though it's a lot to deal with, it's a lot more that we wind up putting on our plate than we really need. It's one thing to be informed. It's another thing to be so inundated with that just preoccupies another space within your mind where you can just be dealing with what's directly on your plate. In your case, you're dealing with trying to get your husband well and trying to put your own well-being in front of you. And of course, being creative and having a love for what you do and having that outlet. So my directive towards anybody that I work with is if you want to be informed, fantastic, be informed, but know when to stop being informed and go about your daily life, because your daily life is what is more important than what's going on in the world at this point, because your world, unfortunately with all the things that are going on between Afghanistan, the pandemic and everything like that, the only thing that you can do is to really just be in a quiet space within your own mind. Okay, I know what's going on. I'm informed. Shut the TV off and move about your world.
Absolutely, because we can't change that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, but we are informed, but enough. About it on a daily basis, making ourselves nuts about it is not going to change the situation the way it is.
Absolutely not. And what we can do is we can tend to our own garden. So with what's going on with your significant other right now, and your goal is to, your goal right now in a perfect world, what would you have that look like in a perfect world for you? Let's taking your husband out of the equation as far as, I want him to get better and everything like that. If you could see beyond the hump, if you can just see him in his best light, how would he look to you?
He would be more, our roles have reversed. And what I mean by that is I used to be There's a few people that remember, but I was usually the quiet, sort of shy type, always stay at home. And then all of a sudden our roles were reversed, which is a good thing for me. I'm out and about, came out of my shell.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is reverting into that shell, you know, and mm-hmm. I need him to come back out when he's around people and I force him to come out. You know, he's not happy about the way he is now and he apologizes to people and mm-hmm. I don't want him to do that.
Okay.
So I guess it would be when we're just being more happier, coming, you know, going out, being around other people, because he's one hell of a guy. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, everybody loves him and it's wonderful. And for him to come out of his shell.
Okay.
Because he went in. I came out, he went in. We need to both be together and coming out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think that it and try to enjoy whatever we have time left for.
Okay.
You know, just to be, you know, you just take one day at a time because you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. Mm-hmm. So just kind of try to make every day the best that we can possibly make it and to be constantly worried or just sitting there and saying, oh my God, you know, or bickering about something, you know, not really bickering, but, you know, it's just like, okay, let's just take today. Let's go do this today.
Yeah.
Let's just see what today brings. And I think taking him, doing that with him and saying, hey, come on, let's go do this, that maybe slowly but surely we have some sense of normalcy a little bit.
Okay. So, you know, but also too, it might be a sense of a new type of normal.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you can take the feeling place of your past normal, and let's get in touch with that for just a second right now. So I want you to close your eyes for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to allow your mind to drift back to a time and space where you felt all was good. Maybe a peaceful, loving moment with yourself and your husband. And just a nice, wonderful memory, whatever you come back to is perfect. Do you have anything?
Yes.
Okay. Describe it to me.
We used to golf a lot. And
okay.
We were out one time, we were up in Vermont,
mm-hmm.
Stowe Country Club. Golfing up in the mountains is quite different. It's a little harder, but it was kind of cool. And it started to rain.
Okay.
And it's just that tenor, like we ran under this big tree and it was just really like nice. We just held each other and it was great. And
so,
I remember that moment and it was lovely.
So what I want you to do is keeping your eyes closed, remembering that moment being under the tree. Is it in black and white or is it in color?
In color.
It's in color. Is it a movie or is it a picture?
Series of pictures.
Series of pictures. Okay, great. Is there sound?
Just of the rain.
So just at the rain, all is quiet. Is there any self-talk? Is there any inner dialogue that you have?
I'm remembering it and we were kind of like laughing and, you know, he held me, gave me a big kiss. And it's like for him, public display of affection was like, cause you know, we're on a golf course,
mm-hmm.
but it was just kind of like in the moment and it was just very nice. And
Did you have any like sentence that came to your mind when you thought about that kiss or just standing under the tree with him and allowing your subconscious to come back and bring forth that that feeling place, that statement, whatever that is that comes up for you? Is there any self-talk that comes into your awareness? Just relax your conscious mind and allow your subconscious to come forth.
Well, I remember we were laughing, you know,
laughing.
It's like we were laughing and it just was really a feel good moment. And, I think we were like, oh, we just so nice. It was kind of just a very beautiful moment under this rain shower underneath a tree.
So what I want you to do is I want you to take a place on your body. Okay. Whether it's, you can grab onto your wrist, you can grab onto your knee, whatever it is. And just remember that all these parts of your body go with you all the time, wherever you go. Okay. So do you have a place on your body that you can grab onto?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to keep your eyes closed and I want you to bring yourself back to that moment, standing under the tree, hearing the rain, seeing the pictures, maybe feeling whatever raindrops are coming through the trees and whatever other sounds that are coming through. And as you're grabbing on to that space on your body, that place on your body, as you're grabbing on, I want you to inhale and really make that picture and that sound of the rain and that feeling intensify it. And breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and intensify that feeling a little more. And breathing out. And grabbing onto your anchor one more time and intensifying the sound of the rain even more. And feeling the feeling that you felt that day. And exhaling and grabbing on one more time and intensifying the feeling of that kiss, that public display of affection that's so out of character for your husband. And just inhaling and exhaling. And now letting go of that anchor. And letting the image go back to the way it was before you intensified it. And now grabbing on to that anchor one more time. And intensifying the colors, the sound of the rain, the feeling of that moment in time. And letting go of that anchor again and letting it go back. Taking in a deep breath and letting it go slowly out through your mouth. And now grabbing onto your anchor one more time and intensifying the feeling of that kiss, that wonderful kiss, out of the ordinary, almost like a first date again with your husband. Let it intensify, hearing the sound of the rain and letting go of your anchor again. And breathing normally and holding on to your anchor again and intensifying that feeling of joy, that feeling of laughter, that feel-good feeling, intensifying that, getting a feeling of that as if it were happening right now. That wonderful feeling, that feel good feeling. Holding on to your anchor and now letting go of your anchor. Normal breathing allowing yourself to rewire this in your system, this resource in your system. And just knowing that anytime you feel the opposite of this feeling, you can now grab onto this anchor. And so go ahead and grab onto your anchor again, intensifying this feel-good feeling, feeling the laughter, hearing the rain, and out of nowhere, a romantic kiss. And intensifying that feeling as you're grabbing onto your anchor just a little bit more and just a little bit more. And now letting go of your anchor. And very slowly taking in a nice deep breath on the count of six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Holding it for 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhaling through your mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And release. Knowing that if you feel the stresses of what's going on in your life with your husband, bringing yourself back to this feeling place. We're not looking for this exact moment to happen, but we're looking for the feeling of what this brought. The feeling of feeling good, of laughter, and maybe just the calm feeling of the rain. The feeling of feeling good. And maybe just feeling the rain. Just a quiet calm that goes into your awareness that takes place of the stresses. Takes place of the feeling of being overwhelmed. Sending a message to your whole body that in this moment, I feel good. I feel calm. And whatever the outside circumstance is, you have this resource. This resource that allows you, in the midst of everything that's going on, to feel calm, to feel good. Focusing on your anchor and knowing that you can tap into this resource anytime you feel overwhelmed, anytime you feel triggered, unhinged. This is what they call your happy place. Taking in a deep breath. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. How are you feeling?
Good. Very good. It's in parts of it, I could actually smell. Remember the smell of the rain and the grass and everything. So it was really great.
Good. Really great. Good. So just knowing that whenever you feel overwhelmed with your husband, overwhelmed with the situation, overwhelmed with any of this, you can bring yourself back to this place where you felt your greatest good with your husband, and you also saw him in his greatest good. You also felt him in a place where he was almost acting a little out of the ordinary in a very good, calm, peaceful way. And yeah, isn't that nice? And isn't that nice to see somebody maybe out of character than you normally see them in a wonderful light?
Yes, it is. It was wonderful because, you know, going back and thinking about all the wonderful things we've done. And that's one of my favorite memories when we used to be able to golf together and stuff like that. I mean, that was like one of the most fun on golfing trips we had. And so it's a great memory to work through with you. So thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. And so you can also take it a step further. If you can find something on the internet or maybe a picture of the two of you, and you can put it in strategic places within your home, within your car, just as a reminder, gearing your subconscious mind back to a place of feeling good, a place of being able to look at him in his greatest good, in you know, where he felt really good about himself. Because what's very interesting is that when we get overwhelmed about our loved ones not feeling good, and then we go into, well, he needs to do this or she needs to do that or whatever, and then we get so overwhelmed with their physical ailments, their mental ailments, we're forgetting that there is a part of them that we need to be putting energy into rather than the part of them that is not their best selves. And so when we can put the energy into what is their best self, their best sense of self, what we're doing is we're adding more fuel to their fuel tank in that aspect. And it's instead of feeding the negative side, we can actually feed the positive for them. We can actually feed that positive side of their awareness. And we're all energy. So as we are aligning them with their energy, we're also aligning ourselves with our energy. And so we're giving them that, okay, well, you know, instead of looking at you as, you know, this part of yourself that I'm seeing right now, I will instead look at you as your best self. And also too, with that, being your best self, we want to also not feel overwhelmed with ourselves, especially in the situation that you're in right now.
Right.
So what I want to do is I want to address that. So we've addressed seeing your husband at his best self. We've addressed an anchor for you right now that when you feel overwhelmed with your situation with him, you can grab onto that part of your body. And you can tune yourself into the feeling place, what the sounds were like, what the smells were like, what the picture was like, the feeling place of feeling that good within him. And so now being able to look at yourself and your surroundings and feeling your stress level beyond him, I wanted to take that stressful part of yourself and let's start to work a little bit right now on desensitizing that part within yourself that starts to get very overwhelmed. Because a lot of times too, with these overwhelming feelings of stress, it's just emotion that needs to be brought up to the surface, welcomed, and let go. And a lot of times when we're looking at these old stressors, these feelings that come up, they just need to be released and let go. And so what happens is that, you know, we get so overwhelmed and allowing that part of ourselves to just be overwhelmed, just allowing it to come up to the surface and breathing with it, because you know, something comes up, something that triggers us. Okay. You know what? A lot of times we're taught that we don't want to look at that part of ourselves and we don't want to allow those triggers and we don't want to feel that. But what's happening is that's blocked energy that is stagnant that just needs to be looked at. And we're afraid of those feelings. But the thing is that those feelings are really not, how do I want to put this? Those feelings are not going to hurt us. They're not going to hurt us. They're not going to kill us. They're just overwhelming at the time. So when you're starting to feel those feelings of being overwhelmed, allow that feeling to come up. And as that feeling starts to come up, just allowing it to be and breathing through it. I don't know if you're familiar with Lamaze and the breathing techniques with Lamaze. I didn't really do them, but I just have done a lot. I just use that as like kind of like our old, you know, the contraction that's coming up.
Yeah, but I did Lamaze classes. So yeah, I remember. And to this day, once in a while, I'll be going around and going,
exactly. So when that overwhelming feeling starts to come up, allow it. And when you're allowing it, you can even sit there and say, okay, well, this feeling is coming up. I got triggered by whatever this is, maybe something that a family member said to you, or something that somebody said to you. So allowing that stress trigger to come up, and take it even a step further, taking the story out of the equation and, you know, so-and-so said this to me, so-and-so did this to me, taking that out of the equation and just allowing the energy behind it to be. And so as we're doing that, we are, okay, well, so-and-so said this to me, my sister, my brother, my mother, my, you know, whoever said this to me, and this feeling is coming up within me. Allowing it to come up.
Right.
And just saying to yourself, you know what? I'm going to allow this to come up, because all this is just a trigger from your subconscious that's running 95% of your show. And so as I'm allowing this to come up, allowing it to be exactly as it is, allowing it to come up and just breathing through it, checking your breathing. Because if you're in a state of stress, if you're in a state of feeling overwhelmed, allowing the feeling to just and just allow it to come up, just allowing it to come up and allowing it to pass. Because any thought that comes up that we don't give a story to, that we don't defend, that we don't right ourselves with it, it can come and pass through your awareness in approximately 90 seconds. So if we're not giving it a story, if we're not defending it, if we're not doing self-talk with it, and we're allowing it to, that 90 seconds of allowing the energy to just come up, just come up. Is that the best you got? Come on up. I welcome it to come up. It's coming through your subconscious awareness. It's an old stagnant pattern that just needs to move through.
Right.
And as you're allowing, do you have anything that's a stressor right now that's coming up?
Not right now.
Okay, good.
Not right now. I'm pretty good right now.
Good.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty good right now.
So as you allow it to come up, and you're feeling good,
right,
go to your anchor. And when that stressor comes up and it releases, go to your feel good anchor that we've just tapped into and give yourself that feeling instead.
Right.
Giving yourself that feeling of feeling good, giving yourself that feeling of that feel good place, that place of peace. So you can always redirect your thoughts, redirecting your feelings. So what I want to do is I want to end this session with a little hypnosis. And I want you just to close your eyes, being in a comfortable seated position right now. Mm-hmm. As you close your eyes and you allow yourself to relax. And imagine or visualize a beautiful place in nature where there are lots of trees, grassy hills, flowers, and you notice clean, fresh air, a nice fragrance, could even be the smell of rain. It's a nice warm day, a gentle breeze, perfect temperature, and you're noticing a beautiful path. A beautiful path to a relaxing beach. And you're strolling down that path, noticing all the beautiful things around you. And as you get to that beach, you can take off your shoes and spread your toes in the white sand, noticing the perfect temperature. And you look ahead and you notice a bonfire and a chair right next to it. And you walk over to that chair. No one is there, it's just you. It's a beautiful warm day. And you notice that you have a heavy coat on that's been weighing you down. And this seems to be wearing on you as you suddenly have become aware that you've had this heavy coat. And with your hand, you reach into these pockets and you pull out a piece of paper. And there's someone's name on it that's been causing you stress. You fold up this paper a couple times and you throw it with a grin on your face into this bonfire. And as you're doing that, you get a little grin on your face. And again, you reach your hand into your pocket. And there's another paper and a person's name on it that's been causing you stress. And you throw that piece of paper into the bonfire as well. And you get another little grin on your face and a feeling of, ah. And you notice that there's another piece of paper that's in your pocket with another person's name on it. And you throw that piece of paper into the bonfire and you get another little grin on your face with a feeling of awe. As a matter of fact, that little grin almost turns into laughter. And you stand up and you take that coat off. And you feel a lot lighter. You feel like a big weight has been lifted off of you. You feel as though you've cleaned yourself, cleansed yourself of a lot of toxicity. Feeling that you can get through just about anything. Feeling that you have now the resources to get you where you need to be. Feeling that whatever comes your way, you can give yourself the feeling of feeling good, of feeling peaceful. Almost as if laughing in the face of anything that comes into your awareness because it doesn't have the ability or the trigger to stress you anymore. And the feeling of awe, noticing how that feeling releases you. Taking a nice deep breath of fresh air and feeling the lightness in your footstep, walking, not having that big heavy coat on you. And you begin to hear the sound of a waterfall in the distance. As you walk back down this beautiful path with all the nature and the trees and the flowers all around you, noticing any scents, feeling a feel-good feeling. And you come upon a gentle, slow waterfall, a pool of water, just enough to get the bottoms of your feet wet. A place where you can connect to your inner strength. Feeling the feeling of calm, of feeling good. Taking a few minutes to stand under this very gentle, peaceful waterfall. Allowing it to cleanse you, flowing from the top of your head through your body. It begins to clear you and cleanse you of old stuff, flowing now down a gentle stream, taking it away, allowing a gentle waterfall to cleanse you all the way from head to toe. Moving old stuff out of your body, out of your system. Gently allowing it to flow, bringing into you a higher strength, a belief in yourself, of joy, love, laughter. A feel-good place within you. Almost like a cleansing of your soul. Now stepping out of the waterfall, feeling cleansed, happy. You notice a gentle rain on you and just feeling connected, peaceful, feeling good. And the rain gently stops and feeling the sun gently warming your skin, drying you. A feel good space starts within your heart and radiates through you. Feeling good, peaceful, relaxed. Noticing that all things that happen always happen for your greatest good. And knowing that in this time of elevating your soul's awareness, knowing that there's a strength within you that can get through anything. And just tapping into that higher awareness and knowing that at any time you need to reconnect to this awareness, that all you have to do is close your eyes and grab onto your anchor, the anchor that allows you to feel good. And that if any energy comes up, removing the story and allowing it to just be and flowing through you. Because there is nothing that can hurt you. You have the strength of your highest awareness and your greatest good always on your side. Taking a deep breath and coming back now to your present awareness. Just allowing yourself to get into your physical body, wiggling your toes, your fingers, taking in a deep breath and taking in another, and now another, and opening up your eyes on the inhale. How do you feel?
I feel really good. I'm
good.
Calm.
Good.
A little bit calm, peaceful. Very good.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you sharing. Thank you. I really appreciate you sharing your journey with us.
And thank you for having me. It was wonderful. You gave me a lot of things to think about, and I love the anchor.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Is it in good health?
Thank you. I will.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. She will be back next week with another great show.